由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
In this series of messages, I am sharing the 15 secrets of positive living.
在这个系列信息里头，我想同你分享积极生活的15个秘诀。
These 15 secrets are modeled by the Apostle Paul for us in the book of 2 Corinthians.
这15个秘诀是使徒保罗在哥林多后书里面为我们立下的榜样。
In our previous messages, we looked at the first three secrets.
在前几次的节目里面，我们看过前三个秘诀。
And today, I will share with you the fourth secret for positive living.
今天我要和你分享积极生活的第四个秘诀。
It has to do with inadequacy.
这个秘诀是与力不从心有关的。
And all of us have feelings of inadequacy.
其实我们每个人都有一些时候会感受到力不从心的。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, Paul said,
而在哥林多后书二章十六节，保罗说，
Who is adequate for these things?
究竟哪个能够担当这么重大的任务呢？
Who is adequate for the task of sharing the good news of Christ?
边个有能力去承担传扬耶稣基督的好消息这个任务呢？
Who is adequate for the task of warning people to escape from the judgment to come?
边个有能力去警告世人逃脱将来最后的审判呢？
The Apostle Paul's conclusion is, no one is.
使徒保罗的结论是，无人啊。
So, if the great Apostle Paul felt inadequate for the task, then it's okay for me to feel inadequate too.
所以好像保罗这样的属灵伟人都觉得力不从心的时候，今天我觉得自己担当不起这样的责任都无可厚非啊。
I think all of us, in one way or another, feel inadequate about sharing Christ with others.
我相信我们每个人多多少少都曾经感觉到自己不够资格同人分享基督。
All of us in some way feel ill-equipped to tell someone that Jesus and Jesus alone can rescue them from the eternal judgment and torment.
我们每个人都多多少少觉得自己的装备不足够去告诉其他人，只有耶稣基督才能够拯救他们脱离永恒的审判和刑罚。
And that is why God often has to present us with opportunities.
所以上帝时常为我们提供机会。
These opportunities are designed to stretch us to depend on Him and Him alone.
这些机会的用意就是要催迫我们单单倚靠上帝。
I remember a story I read some time ago about a king who had a beautiful daughter.
我记得之前我看过一个故事，他说有一个国王，他有一个很漂亮的女。
Every young man in the kingdom wanted to marry her.
全国所有的后生仔都想娶她为妻。
But the king did not think that any of them were brave enough for his daughter.
但是国王却认为根本没有一个青年能够配得上她的女，因为他们不够勇敢。
Finally, he designed a scheme to separate the courageous from the cowards.
最后，他想到一个办法来分辨哪个是勇士，哪个是懦夫。
He built a big pool and filled it with alligators.
他造了一个很大的水池，装满了鳄鱼。
And he brought the young men to the pool and said to them,
他就叫了全国所有想追他女的青年去到水池边，就跟他说了，
Whoever can swim across this pool will not only take my daughter's hand in marriage, but I will give him half of my kingdom.
边个能够游过这个水池呢，就不单止能够得到我的女，还可以得到我的半壁江山。
As soon as he had finished talking, there was a loud splash.
佢一讲完嘢就听到扑通一声好大声有人跳落水嘅声音。
There was a young man thrashing as fast as lightning, swimming to the other side.
佢见到一个青年人闪电咁样好快游去水池嘅另一边。
He was fending off three different alligators.
同时佢同三只鳄鱼去搏斗。
Finally, when the young man came out of the other side of the pool,
最终当青年从水池嘅另一边去爬上岸嘅时候
，The king rushed over to him and said, "Such a brave man."
国王就走上去就同佢话：，哇，你真系勇敢啊！
To you goes the hand of my daughter in marriage and half of my kingdom.
你可以娶我个女，我半个王国都俾埋你。
But the breathless young man said,
但系呢个青年呢，却系喘住气咁样去话。
That's well and good, but first I want to find the one who pushed me into the pool.
好啊，好啊，但系我要揾翻边个拱我落水先噶。
My listening friend, sometimes for our good and God's glory, He tends to push us into a swimming pool with alligators.
亲爱嘅朋友。上帝为咗我哋嘅益处，同埋为咗佢自己嘅荣耀，有啲时候会拱我哋落去鳄鱼潭嘅。
Which brings me to the fourth secret of positive living.
呢个就系我哋今日要话俾你听嘅第四个秘诀。
And it is overcoming our natural timidity.
就系克服我哋天生嘅胆怯。
In the last few messages, I have shared with you the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在前几次节目里面，我从哥林多后书里面跟你分享了积极生活的15个秘诀。
If you have your Bible, please open it to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开哥林多后书第三章。
In verse 12 of chapter 3, the Apostle Paul said,
在三章十二节里面，保罗是这样说的。
Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold.
我们有这样的盼望的时候，就会有无比的勇气。
Paul was the very man who asked in chapter 2, who is adequate of these things?
同一位保罗就在第二章里头说，究竟谁担当得起这么大的责任呢？
And here in chapter 3, he says,We are very bold.
保罗在第三章就说，我们有无比的勇气。
What led to this boldness?
究竟有什么让保罗的胆这么大呢？
What caused him to be able to overcome natural timidity?
有什么导致他克服了他天生的细胆呢？
In the first part of chapter 3, Paul gives us those steps that led him to boldness.
保罗在第三章的前半部分就告诉我们，让他变得大胆的几个步骤。
He went from saying, I am inadequate, to saying, I am bold.
他从最初说，哎呀，我哪里有能力去承担啊，跟着到他最后讲到说，我可以有无比的勇气。
There are basically two steps that took him from the feeling of inadequacy to courage.
从自叹不足到勇于承担，基本上对保罗来讲有两个步骤。
From timidity to boldness.
从胆怯去到勇敢。
Two steps.
两个步骤。
Number one.
第一个步骤是什么呢？
Is the willingness to totally rely on God.
就是要落决心全然倚靠上帝。
Number two.
第二个步骤是什么呢？
Is the willingness to speak the whole truth.
就是下决心完全讲真话。
But first, I must tell you that overcoming timidity is more than just propping yourself up every day saying, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
首先我要告诉你，克服胆怯不是靠日日你自己帮自己打气说，我做得到，我做得到，我做得到，得的，得的，得的。
Paul is saying in verse 2, that mere words, whether spoken or written, can never change people's lives.
保罗在第二节里头说，单单靠话语，无论讲的写的，都不能够改变人的生命。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit of God can cause a person to recognize that he or she is a sinner.
只有靠着圣灵的大能，才至能够让人睇到自己是个罪人。
And that they are heading for God's eternal judgment.
而且他们正是走向着永恒的审判。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit of God took Paul's simple, weak, and inadequate words and turned them into arrows that penetrated deep into the hearts of men and women.
只有圣灵的大能才可以将保罗那个简单软弱没有把握的话语转变为一支锐利的箭，直透入男男女女内心的深处。
Only the power of the Holy Spirit of God can take the words of the good news, causes them to be penetrating, convicting, and life-changing words.
只有圣灵的大能才可以促使福音的内涵成为有穿透力的字句，感动人承认自己的罪，并且改变生命。
Because of the power of his message, Paul could live positively, courageously, and boldly.
就是因为这些信息里头的能力，保罗可以活得积极，活得勇敢。
Because of the power of his message, Paul could confidently focus not on his limitation, but on the limitless power of the message.
就是因为这些信息里头的能力，保罗可以充满信心，专注于信息里头无穷的大能，而不是在于自己的局限。
Not on his own lack of resources,
他可以不在意自己有几穷几冇资源，
but on the abundance of the resources of the one who commissioned him,
却可以专注于派他来的那一位拥有的丰富资源。
Look at verse 5.
看下第五节。
Paul said, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves,But our competence comes from God.
保罗说，不是说我们靠自己就能够做这些工作，而是由上帝赐给我们的能力，我们才能够承担。
I want to share with you a word of encouragement.
我想鼓励一下你。
Especially for those of you who are timid.
特别是对于那些比较胆小怕事的人。
Those of you who are hesitant about sharing Christ with others.
或者是犹豫不决，不敢同人分享耶稣基督福音的人。
You have to be willing to function totally in the power of the message.
你一定要下决心，完全依靠福音信息的大能来侍奉。
And secondly, to overcome timidity, you have to be willing to speak the whole truth.
你如果想克服自己的胆怯，第二步就是要下决心完全讲真话。
Most timid people by nature want to say and do what pleases others.
多数细胆的人都倾向于讨好其他人。
So they end up saying only what they think the other person wants to hear, even if it is half truth.
最后他们却变成只懂得去讲一些其他人喜欢听的东西，可能大部分都是吹出来的，可能只是一半是真的。
But to fully experience the power of positive living,
但是如果我们要完全发挥积极生活的力量的时候，
You have to be willing to be misunderstood by some people.
我们一定要甘愿去受人误会。
You have to be willing to risk rejection of your message.
我们一定要甘愿接受其他人的拒绝。
You have to be willing to say, I will speak the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
你一定要下定决心话我讲的全部都是真话，没有半句是假的。
That does not mean that you should speak in rudeness or belligerence.
不是说你讲话的时候就可以语带挑衅粗暴无礼。
That does not mean that you speak in pride or egotism.
亦都不是说到你讲话的时候就可以骄傲自大目中无人。
No.
不是的。
Look at Paul's example.
让我们来看看保罗的榜样。
Paul is dealing with a very delicate matter here in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的处境很微妙的，就是保罗当时要面对的处境。
You would say, what was that?
你说什么处境啊？
Well, his critics were going around saying that he did not believe in the Ten Commandments anymore.
批判保罗的人周围去讲说保罗不信旧约的十诫了。
So Paul takes time to gingerly proclaim the whole truth without compromising.
所以保罗好谨慎、好有耐性咁样去宣讲完整却系毫不妥协嘅真理。
Now this is similar to our world today.
呢个系同我哋今日所处嘅世界都系一样噶。
When you say Jesus and Jesus alone is the only way to heaven and salvation from eternal judgment,
当你话只有透过耶稣我哋先有救恩，让我哋脱离最终审判，达到天堂唯一途径嘅时候。
People immediately accuse you of being arrogant and intolerant.
啲人就会即刻话你，唉，太狭窄啊，太傲慢啊，接纳唔到其他思想啊。
People will immediately try to intimidate you into shrinking from that truth.
佢哋就会威胁你，让到你试图喺真理上面让步啊。
And that's a temptation, especially for those who are timid.
对于那些胆小的人来讲，其实这个这么霸道的宣讲，其实是难以面对的试探来的。
Paul jumps into the controversy of his day.
保罗就毫不迟疑地走入了当时的争议里面。
But he does it with both tact and gentleness and yet firmness.
但是保罗却是带着温柔、灵巧的态度，而且立场坚稳。
He said, the truth is this.
保罗话事实真相系咁嘅。
The commandments were never intended by God to save people from sin.
讲律法就可以拯救人脱离罪恶，但系呢个却系永远唔系上帝嘅旨意。
The Pharisees misunderstood the word of God.
反而系法利赛人误解咗上帝嘅话语。
The commandments were never intended by God as means of salvation.
如果你话律法系得道救恩嘅途径，咁样呢个从来都唔系上帝嘅旨意。
The Pharisees taught this falsehood，
而系法利赛人错误嘅教导。
The commandments were never intended by God to provide grace, mercy, or forgiveness。
如果你话律法系可以带嚟恩慈、带嚟宽恕嘅话，呢个从来都唔系上帝嘅旨意。
In fact, the commandments provided the basis for damnation, not salvation.
事实上，律法是爱来定罪的，而不是爱来给救恩的。
The Ten Commandments were meant to reveal the holiness and the righteousness and the justice of God.
颁布十诫的目的是为了彰显上帝的圣洁、公义和正直。
That is the role of the Ten Commandments.
这个才是十诫他自己的角色。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你留心咁样去听。
I have never had a policeman stop me on the road and say to me, "I am glad you have not broken the speed limit."
你有冇遇过一个警察揸揸下车，佢截咗你落嚟就话：哎呀，先生啊，我好开心你冇超速驾驶啊。
And here is a reward for you for keeping the speed limit.
我想颁个奖俾你，表扬你系按照嘅路上面嘅速度驾驶啊。
That has never happened.
从来都唔会出现啲咁嘅事啊。
It never will happen.
永远都唔会发生啲咁嘅事啊。
But you can be absolutely sure that they will give you a ticket the moment you go over the speed limit.
但系你可以肯定，当你超速驾驶嘅时候，警察一定会帮你开罚单。
Why?
点解呢？
Because the law is designed to punish and judge and condemn those who break it.
因为法律制定就是要为了审判、定罪、惩罚那些犯法的人。
And Paul is telling his Pharisaic critics who were saying that the old covenant is still valid for salvation.
那些批评保罗的法利赛人说旧约仍然可以让人得救，但是保罗说给他听什么？
To stop their hypocrisy.
不要再假冒为善了。
He was saying to them, you know and I know that the law is designed to bring us to the end of ourselves.
保罗说给他们听，说你和我都知道制定律法就是要我们命的。
The law is supposed to be a constant reminder that we cannot perfectly keep all of the commandments all of the time.
律法不断地告诉我们听，我们不可以随时随地都完全遵行律法的。
Otherwise, why would Jesus have left heaven?
如果不是，为什么耶稣要离开天堂啊？
Died and buried and rose again.
为什么要死了埋葬又复活呢？
So the question is, why was the law given?
为什么？其实这个就是我们的问题，为什么要颁布律法呢？
Why do we have the Ten Commandments?
为什么要有十诫呢？
Oh, they are supposed to drive us to Christ.
原来十诫是要让到我们是去到耶稣基督面前啊。
Paul was boldly saying that the commandments were not designed to save us.
保罗很坦率地直接说，颁布诫命不是为了拯救我们，
but to remind us that we are desperate.
而是要提醒我们，我们已经面临生死的关头。
To remind us that we need the grace of God.
他提醒我们是需要上帝的恩典啊。
Because my listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully here.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听其中的原因。
As long as a person thinks that he or she is good enough for God,
无论男女，当你认为自己在上帝面前已经足够善良的话，
As long as a person thinks that he or she is doing good deeds,
当你认为自己是在这里行善的话，
And that their good deeds are going to get them to heaven,
当你的善行是你认为可以足以你上天堂的话，
As long as a person thinks that he or she doesn't really break the Ten Commandments,
当你认为自己并无违反十诫的话，
That person will never face the reality that he or she is lost and in desperate need of salvation and forgiveness.
你将永远都看不见一个事实，就是你要沉沦，而且你是迫切需要得救和赦罪的恩典。
Until that person recognizes that according to the perfect law of God, even a small lie would send him to hell,
除非你根据完美的律法认识到，就算你讲个好细的大话，你都会落地狱。
That person will never feel the need for salvation and forgiveness of his sin.
否则你不会知道自己要救恩，自己的罪要被饶恕。
Until a person comes and cries to God for his grace.
除非你愿意来到上帝面前恳求上帝的恩典。
That person will never hear the voice of God saying to him or her,My son Jesus Christ can give you all that grace.
否则你就听不到上帝对你说，我的儿子耶稣基督可以赐恩典给你。
Why only Christ?
为什么只是耶稣基督啊？
Because he is the only one who ever kept all of the laws, all of the time, perfectly.
因为只有耶稣基督在任何的时间里面都完全地遵守了律法。
And that is why he is the only one who can save you.
所以只有耶稣能够拯救你。
That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
这个是事实，完全是事实，一啲假的成分都没有。
Listen carefully as we conclude, my listening friend.
作为结束，各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你听我讲。
It would have been easy for Paul to say, well, they have their own opinion and I have mine.
保罗可以很轻易地讲话，大家有不同观点，不同看法啦。
Oh, but he knew that the fourth secret of positive living is overcoming timidity.
但是保罗知道，积极生活的第四个秘诀，就是要克服胆怯的心。
And overcoming timidity rests on the power of the truth of the message.
要克服胆怯，就要依靠真理的能力。
And that is why, my listening friend, I'm so glad that you have joined us in these broadcasts to hear the truth.
所以，亲爱的朋友，我好开心你能够收听我们这个讲真理的节目。
I hope until next broadcast you will walk in the power of that truth.
希望你时常能够活在真理的能力里面，并且继续收听我们的节目。
Please tune in next time when I continue The Secret of Positive Living.
请你记得收听我下次继续分享的积极人生的秘诀。现在送上一首歌给你，叫做《你的爱》。希望你藉着上帝的爱活出积极的人生，勇敢面对。
谁能似你，为我可牺牲一切，为我安排这美好生命光辉，在十架显明，因为与真情能让我安宁，滋润我旅程。全凭你得胜，是你的爱令我心灵得欢乐，共那信心去面对将来。人生虽然充满阻碍，前路你会为我开，是你的
送上给你的是你的爱，愿上帝的爱充满你，上帝赐福给你，再会。